Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 13th of November 2017, and this is the 689th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's quite warm today, it's about 28 degrees, and actually, it may not be quite that hot, but it is quite warm. It is quite warm. I've got a sun hat on, and I've actually got a cardigan on to cover my arms, which is probably making me feel hotter than I need to. I'm on my way into town for some Qigong. I didn't think I was going to make it. I actually woke up feeling quite unwell with a very, very sore throat and a bit of a streaming cold. I should have known it was coming yesterday. I felt really energized in that way that I always do if I'm about to get sick for a couple of days beforehand. I feel ready to take on the world, but then I think my antibodies, my little antibody army, gets me all fired up, but then it has to deal with the foe and so hasn't got much time to give me that extra energy boost once whatever it is has invaded properly. So yeah, I didn't feel too good this morning. I did have a bit more of a sleep and I feel much better this afternoon. My throat is really, it's not quite comfortable, but it isn't too bad, and I really feel that Qigong will clear it up, and so will a walk into town. This is the beginning of my mock surge week, preparing for a surge retreat that I'm going to be doing at the beginning of December, but this part of the preparation for me is doing a little mock surge and making a note of the things that might distract me. So I'm pretending it is the surge for the most part. As you can hear, I'm online, which I certainly won't be in the surge week. I've minimized how much online work I'm going to be doing, but I thought talking to you might be one of them today. And I'm, as I said, making notes of the things that distract me, and also keeping an account of what I'm doing at quite frequent intervals. The things that distract me might be external or internal, so I'm kind of noting down when my mind begins to wander or what it is that might make my mind wander, as well as seeing what external things are likely to intrude. And so then I know at the end of this week what I need to put into place to lessen the likelihood of those distractions or intrusions. The other thing I did for this week was do quite a big cook-up yesterday afternoon so that I wouldn't have to cook this week. So I've got, my fridge is stocked. I made quite a big barley couscous, kind of paella-y. No, not paella. Well, I suppose it is a bit like a paella, with lots and lots of different things in it that I can add to during the week. So that's going to be really simple. And I'm in the little in the road that I love, that's under the ash trees at the moment, on my way to the Whole Foods shop where I'll get a few supplies that I need. A As I also mentioned, I'm wanting to do this NaNoWriMo thing, the National Novel Writing Month, and the first 2 weeks have been a bit difficult just because I've been so unsure about what my next day will bring. But now I feel as if I can settle into committing myself to writing a certain amount each day for the rest of the month, and well, we're not even halfway through it, so that's quite nice to have that ahead of me. And I'm hoping this cold is just going to be a short thing. Anyway, I don't feel too bad today, as I said, although I can hear that my voice is a bit bear-like. I do hope that you've had a really good weekend, that you were able to get some rest, perhaps do something a bit different from usual. And if you're really wanting to get into a high focus space with whatever your project is, perhaps you might look at what things that you can, what ways you can quarantine yourself from everyday things, or things that aren't everyday, even things that could intrude. I've got this new hat that's got a wider brim, which is great for protecting me from the sun, but not so good in our windy weather. I can feel it. Whoops! I'm tempted. I've got my hand cupped over the phone, so with my recording, but my hat is threatening to lift off, so I'm tempted to put my head on it. It is a bit like Saturday when I lost the prayer, when I couldn't do what I needed to do with the hands that I had available. About to get down to the busy corner, so I might actually finish this podcast now, and wish you well with whatever endeavour you've been promising yourself for today. Thank you very, very much for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.